Illinois' new pro-abortion law has drawn outrage from all across the country, writes LifeNews.com. It strips away all legal protections for unborn babies and allows them to be aborted for basically any reason up to birth. But Illinois is not alone. Eight other states allow unborn babies to be aborted through all 9 months of pregnancy, and some have done so for years. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. We're going to talk about this right now with Eric Scheidler, a frequent guest here on the program with Pro-Life Action League out of the greater Chicago area. Eric, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be with you again.
First of all, let's get your comments just as an overview on this new pro-abortion law. It sounds like it's heinous.
Well, I'm just reeling. As an Illinoisan, as a father, the fact that the state of Illinois has now decreed that every single unborn child, every fetus, every embryo that is one of our human brothers and sisters, most vulnerable children of God, has no rights that will be recognized by the state of Illinois. It's just a shocking overreach. It's a, you know, as parents, and when we were there to protest the signing of this bill earlier this week, it was it really hit me as a father to think that all of the, you know, the families out there that are excited about a child being, you know, being conceived and ready to welcome that child, as well as all those mothers out there who are struggling to handle the fact that there's an unplanned pregnancy that they have to confront now, that for all of them to be told this child does not count as a matter of law in the state of Illinois, just extremely troubling.
You know, it's so interesting too to think about this. The Illinois law did not really get that much news coverage in terms of the wider country. But if you contrast that with the Alabama law, which did, and the Georgia law, which did, here with Georgia, you've got the situation where Hollywood is saying, you know, we don't want to do movies and make movies in your state anymore because you have this heinous law. And this heinous law just says, hey, if the baby's heart is beating, then you're not allowed to do abortions after that point. The Alabama law is certainly more stringent, but there's been no outcry about the Illinois law.
Yeah, you know, as an Illinoisan, it's been kind of troubling because when New York passed similar legislation, I mean, until this month, New York had the most liberal abortion laws in the country thanks to the legislation they passed earlier in the year. Well, you know, people really paid attention. It sparked a tremendous amount of activism on the part of pro-lifers. It was tied into the release of the movie Unplanned and really seemed to mobilize a lot of people. The battle in Illinois hasn't gotten as much attention. I think part of the reason for that is perhaps that we were doing such a great job of winning. We were doing really well in convincing our legislators this is not the will of the people of Illinois. But something kind of broke when Alabama passed their total abortion ban, and the forces of Illinois really exploited that. The reality is that the Alabama bill is going to be enjoined by the courts. It's not going to actually affect anyone's lives. It's way down the road that we may actually see laws, bans like that actually being allowed by our courts. But what's happened in Illinois as a kind of reaction to that is going to have an impact right away. We're already seeing the abortion clinics of Illinois gearing up to make Illinois the abortion capital of the Midwest and to take in those clients from other states. We expect to see the parental notice law in Illinois to be challenged on the basis of this fundamental right to abortion that's just been enacted. And we're feeling a little lonely here in the state of Illinois because we haven't seen that same national attention.
You know, my livelihood is primarily as a TV producer for D. James Kennedy Ministries. That, in fact, it was in that context that I first met you many, many years ago, covering the story about Aurora. But there was a story we had done maybe 5 years before we did the story with you in Aurora, and that was down in, I think it was called Granite City, Illinois. It was definitely downstate. It was in the, you know, the greater East St. Louis area. It was bad. And what was amazing was that town itself was one of those factory towns where they have towers with fires, you know, never-ending flames, you know, where they're letting off gas or something like that. And in that town, they were doing these late-term abortions, and so people were coming from all over the place, not just certainly Illinois. I remember one of the things, we would look at the license plates of the different clients, and they were from all kinds of adjoining states to come and do these late-term abortions. And then there was this wonderful pro-life Christian couple and their children that were providing alternatives and sonograms and so forth, all pro-life activity. We were kind of focused on them, the positive side. But the whole atmosphere was so negative. Now Illinois is going to become even worse. You know, it's almost like the rest of the state will be like that one city.
That's right. In fact, just a couple of days ago, there was a glowing profile of that facility down in Granite City, a Hope Clinic, because it's getting more and more business from the state of Missouri, because Planned Parenthood, they are the only abortion provider left in Missouri, and they're refusing to allow state inspectors to talk to any of their physicians about some very serious health violations there. They were repeatedly failing to complete abortions. So women were leaving that abortion facility, Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion chain, with the parts of the body still intact or the child even still alive after a failed abortion procedure. So that level of incompetence is common in the abortion industry, and yet they fight to stop us from finding out about any of these sort of things. But as that Missouri clinic has been you know, under more and more scrutiny, we're seeing people even in greater numbers than usual coming over from Missouri to the abortion facility in Granite City. And we are seeing similar kind of reactions at the abortion facilities in the Chicago area coming from other states. So we are truly, Illinois is becoming the abortion capital of the country. And it's a real slap in the face to this movement and to the many, many women who spoke out. They always cast this as a war on women, but by far the movement is hearing the voices of women and being led by women in a fight to protect children, because that's the mothering instinct. So it's a very disturbing development, but I hope it will be a call to action for people to get out into the public square and go to the abortion facilities to offer help, educate people, educate your friends and neighbors, and really be involved. And I hope we'll also see people in those much more pro-life states like Alabama and Georgia and Ohio and the like really offer their prayers for those of us who are in states where abortion is becoming more and more expanded and celebrated by our political forces.
All right, first question. When it comes to, you know, you brought up Alabama, okay, and the Alabama law, and you noticed or you mentioned how, you know, well, that law has been enjoined. In other words, that law is not going to go into effect yet because the other side has, you know, they filed a lawsuit or whatever. Can't a lawsuit be filed against this, or has a lawsuit been filed already, or how does that work?
We are exploring all of our options here. There might be some areas that we can focus on trying to defend the parental notice law, which is still on the books, but it sort of conflicts with the idea of a fundamental right to abortion here. So that's a battle that we're gearing up for. I'm very aware that that could be a concern because
partial birth abortion.
Abortions on minors were cut in half when parental notice law finally began to be enforced. So we want to hold on to that.
Okay.
There's going to be a legal fight there. Partial birth abortion is already outlawed by the federal law. So in practical terms, that's not one to pursue.
Wait. Doesn't this new law, in a sense, abrogate the national law? Or no?
No, I mean, the partial birth abortion ban in Illinois was enjoined by the court, so it was not being enforced. So it's been taken off the books, and that no longer, you know, is in the code, but it was never really having an impact. And then the federal law came along and outlawed the procedure. So that's not a battle. That's more of a symbolic
I see.
Gesture than it is anything else. But parental notice is very real. Also very serious is the attack on conscience rights. We're already in a fight with the state of Illinois over a law requiring physicians, other healthcare workers, and pregnancy centers to make abortion referrals. That law has been enjoined by the courts, but that battle's far from over. This law will make it even harder to allow those who don't want to be involved in abortion, pro-life physicians and nurses, from being able to have their right of conscience protected by the state. So that's another area where a lawsuit, some kind of legal action, could very well result. But the general expansion of abortion, that's an area that the Supreme Court has upheld these types of expansions of abortion. So it's going to be very hard to fight the totality of this this abortion omnibus bill.
Does this law reflect the will of the Illinois voters?
Absolutely not. The vast majority of Illinois parents are, and parents across the country are opposed to their minor daughters being able to get abortions without them even knowing about it. We see numbers of, 70 and 80% of Americans supporting parental involvement with the abortion decision or even parental consent. Large majorities of Americans are opposed to late-term abortion, to partial birth abortion, to forcing doctors to perform abortions who don't want to. The provisions of this bill are absolutely not the will of the people of Illinois, but they are the will of the pro-abortion action committees, Personal PAC, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, and the other forces in the state that actually fund the campaigns of our legislators. So there's a direct line of cash flow that's making our legislators in Illinois and our governor advocate for these extreme policies. We have tried as hard as we could to educate Illinoisans about this. We'll see if, come the next election, they want to continue with a government that has so little regard for the fundamental value of the right to life.
Yeah, and really the question is, if it defies the will of the Illinois voters, this new, would you call it the omnibus abortion bill, then why did they vote for these kinds of candidates? One may wonder.
The problem is that for very few Americans does the abortion issue really stand out as one that requires their conscience to be engaged in a regular way, and particularly on election day. People will vote for those candidates who, that belong to the party they've always supported, or whose campaign promises affect their pocketbook. They don't care as much about the innocent unborn child when it comes to voting. And, whereas a person may very much be against the provisions of a bill like this, they're also in favor of some of the other legislative concerns, and they wanted a change. And the state is very much controlled by the Chicago area Democratic Party. The rest of the state is opposed to it. And of course, there are many pro-lifers even in the Democrat controlled areas, but the money flows through the abortion industry. And that's why our legislators have turned their backs on the will of the people and passed this legislation. Question remains, will they get away with it?
Yeah. Huh. That's interesting though. When abortion is a major part of a candidacy, and it seems to me that those who are consistently pro-life, even if they were pro-abortion before, it makes a big difference, or vice versa. I mean, in other words, I think abortion is a huge election issue. In fact, I'm one of those one-issue voters, frankly, because I feel like, well, gosh, if a politician can't get the issue of abortion right, what else can't they get right?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm a one-issue voter, too, and I would love to be able to be concerned about taxes and immigration and infrastructure and all these other kinds of issues, but all of them pale in comparison to the massive injustice of abortion. And, our challenge, though, is to convince those sort of mushy middle pro-lifers to care more about this and to recognize that they have an obligation as citizens to defend the lives of unborn children.
Okay, Illinois is one of 9 states that's very liberal along these lines. Basically, what the states are trying to do then is get ready in case Roe v. Wade is overturned, then they're already in place to have these kinds of laws. But we have about half a minute left. Did I see a billboard where Illinois is proudly, welcoming people to the idea that, hey, this is the big pro-abortion state, something to that effect?
That's right. The Hope Clinic in Granite City abortion facility put up a big billboard saying, "Welcome to Illinois," where you can get an abortion. This has now become
the state,
my friend Peter Breen, former state rep, says, for abortion, for bankruptcy, and for corruption. The ABCs of Illinois. It's a dark day in Illinois.
Wow. Well, maybe one day that governor will be making license plates. Who knows? Hey, Eric, always a pleasure. Pro-life. Which website again?
prolifeaction.org.
There it is. Thank you, Eric. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.